Hey, Arisen Nation, it's Sam here, and I think I've figured out why most Christians are broke. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action, and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply, and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career, and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back. This episode is definitely going to be in the books where I either get hated a lot by most Christians or I get loved a lot by most Christians. But anyway, regardless of the potential of whatever this is going to cause, I think it's the honest truth. And so I'm really, really, you know, geared to, you know, sharing my reasons why most Christians are broke and, you know, six key lessons that would help most Christians be able to amass wealth, because I do believe that wealth was created by God, and God, in his own wisdom, made it available for every single human being, whether Christian or a Muslim or whoever you are, whether you're an atheist, whether you believe in him or not. He's created all these avenues and things that are those things are there, right? And so regardless of who you are, whether you're Christian or not, just the making worth is readily and easily available. Now, let me start with, you know, this whole premise, right? It amazes me how much, you know, the Bible talks about wealth, how much the Bible talks about, before I even go further, for you non-Christians or non, you know, people who don't believe in God or whatever it is, just bear with me and then just follow through, because regardless, these are secrets that most, you know, wealthy people are following regardless, right? And so you just bear with me with the Christian aspect of it, and then when we get into the real secrets, we just go in and then you just get your nuggets there, or you can basically fast forward to know to where the secrets are. But anyway, I'm just going to tell my story, and so as I was alluding to, it amazes me how much the Bible talks about, you know, wealth creation. And most of our men of God and basically in our churches, I don't know if they don't know these things, or they don't read the Bible to get to these areas, or when they get to these areas they skip it, or I really don't know why they are not seeing this. But these are secrets or things in the Bible that when taught by our men of God and the so-called prophets and all that, you know, life will be so much easier and things will be going on well for lots of, you know, believers, right? One time I have this mentor who is he's not so much of a minister, or he's not a man of God or whatever it is, but he uses the Bible as his manual, right? And so basically he uses it for his medication. He uses the Bible for his wealth creation strategies. He uses the Bible for virtually anything, right? And I was listening to him one time, and he was talking about how the serpent, right? So going back to Adam and Eve, right, in the Garden of Eden. So what happened was that God created God created abundance for them. They had all the trees available, all, you know, all the resources and assets they really needed, right? And in the moment, they were the richest people on earth, right? And what happens is that they had abundance, right? They had abundance. They had a lot of things to eat. They had a lot to do, right? And what happens is that when the serpent came in, the serpent just tricked them on. What the serpent did was just, you know, move their focus from the amount of abundance they have to that one single thing that they lacked, right? The single thing that they lacked. And that began the downfall of man, right? If you think about it, all what the serpent did was just to redirect man's focus from abundance to one single thing they lack. And it's the reason why most Christians are broke right now, because there's a lot of abundance. God has created abundance all over the place, right? One of the secrets I'm going to share is about you notifying the abundance around you, because the devil is, you know, he's a good liar, right? He's a good liar. He knows how to trick people. He knows how to, you know, get you to basically not doing what you are supposed to do, right? And he's so smart at it. And so what he does is just refocus or redirects your attention from the abundance. He redirected to something that you think you lack. But in the meantime, all these things that you think you lack, there are a lot of abundance around. Like, there's this thing that goes on in churches, and it just funnies me, like, most of the times, that, you know, how, you know, the prophet of God will come to the church and talk about how someone's life is stagnant just because an auntie or an old family member is basically chasing them. It drives me crazy. Now, here's a caveat. I'm not saying those things are not in existence. They are, right? That's why the Bible instructs us to constantly pray. And so we pray without ceasing, right? And so the Bible says that, so we should abide to that. But here's the thing. You are being redirected. Your focus is redirected from the abundance you have, from the things you can create your destiny with, to that single thing that may or may not be true, or may not be the reason why things are not going so well for you. And it's the reason most Christians are, you know, struggling a lot, because they think that the lack of something in their life currently is the reason why things are not going on well. But it's not true. It's rather the lack of appreciation of abundance around them. It's basically the reason why they are struggling. And so for me, the secret to wealth is all about, you know, as I always say, if you want to get to Accra, just try and look for someone who's been to Accra before and just basically gets knowledge from the person. And so for me, as a Christian, if I want to be rich, the only person I would ever listen to is Ken Solomon, because he, till now, you know, it's alleged, right? But till now, he's still the most richest man ever lived. His revenue or whatever it is reported to be around $2.1 trillion, right? And so if I want to make money, if I want to become wealthy, and as a Christian, I've been given the Bible as a manual, as something that I need to read and then get understanding from, right? And then I'll definitely have to go back to the boss, the one who is the richest man on earth, just basically gets, you know, lessons from him. And fortunately for us, we have all these things in the Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes, the book of Proverbs, books that were written by King Solomon have a lot of secrets, right? But we are so focused on someone chasing us. We are so focused on the enemy. We are so focused on the lack of things rather than having abundance that are around us. Now, if you think about this, now, in the Bible, we realize that, you know, we are always thinking that, you know, God gave Solomon riches. God didn't give him riches. He gave him wisdom, so he can amass wealth, right? And so basically, if you want to become rich like King Solomon, or just get, I don't know, maybe 0.001% of how much he was able to make, then it's just best to go to King Solomon rather than staying in the church and then praying for like 5 hours, 6 hours for God to give you money. It's not going to happen that way. It's not. Like, that's the honest truth. It's not going to happen. Like, do you know how many times people, you know, pray on that topic and still nothing goes on for them? And it's a freaking reason. There's a principle. The everything in this world is guided by principle, right? That is why an unbeliever would still make money, would become one of the richest men ever lived. And it's because he's following a principle, right? And so we are going to look at these principles, and throughout the principles, we are going to be able to know what to do and then how to go about it, right? And so principle one is from King Solomon. All these six or seven principles I'm going to talk about are from King Solomon, because he's the richest man on earth. So we are going to learn from him. Now, one secret. So secret number one. So he talks about diligence in the book of Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4. What he says was that, I'm reading from the King James version, so he goes like this: he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now just think about this is a man who has made lots of money. I was reading one time, and then in a narration they said, you know, he basically ate like 400 times a day. Like, just think about it. Like, this is the man who has lots of money. He was walking on gold. Money wasn't a problem, right? And he's telling you the secret to riches. He's just saying that to become poor, all you have to do is have slack hands, basically be lazy. And then, if you become rich, just be diligent, just be hardworking. That's it, guys. Guys, see, there's no extra principle. There's no amount of anointing oil that will change this principle. There's no amount of prayer that's going to change this principle. Guys, just, this is simple logic, right? This is simple logic. There's no amount of, you know, fasting and prayers that is going to change this. It's a simple principle. That is why a non-believer or someone who doesn't believe in God, as long as he's hardworking, he'll become rich, right? There are so many people who they believe that, you know, prayers is the answer to riches or to making wealth, and so they rather would quit their jobs just to go to the church and then pray for like several hours, hoping some miracle will happen. It won't happen. It won't. It won't. The richest man ever lived, he's given us a principle, and the principle is, if you want to make money, just be hardworking. That's all, right? So let's go to secret number two. And secret number two, he mentions something very, really, really incredible in Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17. And he goes like this: He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. I love the King James, because it's, for me, I believe it's the raw version of the Bible, and so I'll be able to understand it this way. I know people don't like the King James, but anyway. So basically, what King Solomon, the richest man ever lived, what he's saying is that he's giving us directions to make money. And this is what he says. He says that, you know, if you want to be poor, basically don't give to the pity, don't give to people who are poor. That is just it. And if you want to be rich, just give to the poor, and then God will reward you. Like, the Lord himself is going to repay you. He's going to pay you because you are doing it unto him. Now, just think about this, guys, for a second. Just think about this. You Christians, listen. Just think about it. Do you really, really think that you can not give to the poor and become rich? Like this is a simple principle, right? Like, this is just attracting, you know, blessings from God, right? Like, it drives me crazy how people would, like, wholeheartedly give towards fundraising in the church, right? But would see a poor, an orphan outside, and wouldn't even give a damn about him or her. Like, it baffles my brain, because if you really, really want the wealth, and here's the thing, I'm not saying you shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't give in a church, or you shouldn't pay your tithe, or you shouldn't do X, Y, and Z. No, that's not the point. But the point is that, here's the principle. If you really want to make a lot of money, as King Solomon is just giving us the blueprint, then what all you have to do is just follow what he said. And what he's saying is that just give to the poor, just basically give to the poor, and the good Lord is going to pay you back. He himself is going to pay you, not man, but he, the Lord, is going to pay you back. It's just mind-blowing, as simple as that. Like, it's very simple. That is why we have an arm for charity in Arisen. you see, whatever we do in our resin is basically, everything is basically intentional. We are doing it for the purpose of principles that we have learned over the past, you know, several years, right? And so it's as simple as that. Sometimes, you know, sometimes you don't have to, you know, go the extra way to, you know, giving out to charity or giving to orphans. It's simply not about, you know, going to give them thousands to this or 2,000 to this. Sometimes just the care you give to someone in need, right? It doesn't have to be orphans or whatever it is, but just, you know, just giving the care to someone in need, right, will go a long way, and the good Lord will see it and bless you. But we would rather not do that. We'd rather give in the church. Funny, right? Rather give in the church. And that is why most Christians are broke. And it's because they are not following principles that King Solomon has illustrated for us. He gave us this principle, so we should just follow him. So the next one is Proverbs chapter 15, verse 22. And this is what Solomon says. So he says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So basically what King Solomon was saying is that, in order to avoid disappointment, basically what you have to do is just get, you know, a multitude of counselors. By what he means by counselors is coaches, mentors. Now, just think about it. In the Bible, it's been narrated that Queen Sheba traveled all the way from Africa or wherever she was, right, to Israel, to King Solomon, to seek what? Counsel. What does that mean to you guys? What does this mean to you guys? Like, think about it. People are always, you know, and here is the thing. I know a lot of people who are like, oh, so this is my spiritual father. This is my, I get my advice from him. I get this from him. And it's all good. It's all nice and all that. I have no problem with that. But don't blame God or don't blame the universe or whatever it is you believe in. Don't put any blame on anyone on your poor states. It's because you are not following some principle. If you want to make money, if you want to make lots of money, go look for someone who is making lots of money and then make that person your mentor, your guider, whoever to you seek knowledge or advice from. It's as simple as that. You see, think about this. Now, you want to make money. You want to make money and then you go to your pastor who is basically broke himself. He's not rich himself. Right? He's not rich himself. What do you expect? What advice is he going to give you? Like, he's not made it himself. And so what advice do you think he's going to give you? Do you see it? Like, this point is going to get people's nerves all over the place, but it's funny, but it's a principle right here in the Bible. It's as simple as that. He says that without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in a multitude of counselors, they are established. It's as simple as that. You can't go wrong with this. Like, just if you want to have the best, if you want to have the best of marriages, just go seek counsel from someone who has had the best of marriages. Simple as that. You go seek counsel from someone who basically is like just married like 5 years ago. Of course, you are going to get that 5 years experience or whatever it is, but that is how much experience you are going to get. Right? Look for people who are counselors, those who have wisdom in the category you are looking for. Right? Queen Sheba traveled all the way to King Solomon just to seek knowledge and wisdom, and through that she's been able to make a lot of money, and her descendants are enjoying this riches, right? And so so that's it, guys. Let's go to the next one. We have Proverbs chapter 14, verse 23. It says that in all labor there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. I love this one. I love this one a lot, because it says that basically what it's saying is that a lot of people who are not action takers, right? That is what King Solomon is saying. You know, there are a lot of my friends out there who are like 3 years ago they were going to do something, and they till now they haven't done it. 4 years ago they had always been thinking, I want to do this year, I want to have this year. All they do is talk. They are just talking and not taking action. Here in Arisen, we are coming up with a secret t-shirt that has that inscription. Are you a noise maker or you're an action taker? Right? You'll see that those t-shirts very, very soon. But basically, that is what King Solomon is saying. That, you know, guys, in all labor there is profits. And so if you want to make profits, as King Solomon is saying, just put in the freaking work. Put in the freaking work. That is how it's going to be. Like, it's a principle. Do this and then you get this. That is why an unbeliever would do this and then get this from God regardless. Right? But the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. Penury basically means lack of, you know, profit or lack of enough, you know, resources. And that's it. It's common sense. Common sense. You are always talking about, I'll do this, and not doing the freaking thing. So what do you expect? Do you expect a miracle to happen? No, it's not going to happen. Okay? And so that's that. Let's go to the last but one. So we have the Proverbs chapter 20 verse 13. And this is what it says. I love this one too. It says that, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. What? I love this one. I really love it. It says that, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. This is Solomon basically giving us the secret to wealth. He says that if you want to make wealth, don't sleep. Simple as that. Don't sleep. It's that simple, guys. It's that simple. Otherwise, this is the worst case scenario. If you sleep, what happens is that you are going to have poverty coming to you, right? And he also goes further and then says that, shine your eyes, guys, shine your eyes. And that way you'll be satisfied with bread. You would have enough resources. Money wouldn't be any problem any longer, right? Open your eyes. Open your eyes to the opportunities around you. Okay, open your eyes to the opportunities around. It's as simple as that, guys. I'm having fun with this episode a lot, because most people see this, they read it in the Bible, and then they don't, like, it doesn't come to them. It doesn't really, really come to them that this is what King Solomon was saying. And so I hope this will be very beneficial to you. But that is what basically Solomon is saying. Now, here's the point to this secret. It doesn't mean that you have to stay up all the time. This is not in literal terms, right? What Solomon is trying to say is that, you know, see, if you want to make money, just get a shit. Excuse me for my swearing, but then just, you know, get up and then do something. Don't be relying on some miracle happening. Basically, relying on miracle happening is the equivalent of sleeping, right? Stay arisen. That is why we have the name arisen. People are asleep. They are sleeping on their dreams and aspirations and goals, and all they are doing is hoping and praying and thinking something different is going to happen. Albert Einstein said that insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results, right? You are constantly doing X and you're expecting Y results. It's not going to happen. You have to do Y to get Y results, right? And so don't expect different results from doing the very same thing you are doing, or you did last year or last month or whatever it is, right? Take action on your dream. Don't sleep. Solomon said that if you want to make money, don't sleep on your dreams. Don't sleep on your aspirations. Don't sleep on your goals. Get to work. Shine your eyes. Open your eyes to the opportunities around you, and you'll be satisfied with bread. As simple as that. And then the last one, it says that, that is Proverbs chapter 13 verse 11. It says that, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Now, this goes specifically to the youth, people listening on this, who are all over the place going out for, you know, looking for the easiest, fastest route to making money. Of course, those things are there, right? But here's the thing. The world richest man ever lived on earth says that, if you are going for fast, quick money, it's going to go fast. But real wealth comes from what? Real wealth comes from slow increase, labor in a gradual process. That is how you make money. You don't make money overnight and, you know, think that, you know, you are going to manage it. It's not going to happen. This is wisdom from the most wisest man ever liveth, right? And he's saying, and what he's saying is that wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished. It's going to go away. So this goes to a lot of people who, this is not to, you know, reignite your pain and all that, but then this goes to a lot of, you know, people who invested in the men's gold, those who invested into fast cash, you know, Bitcoin and the cryptos when it was the big deal and stuff. You know, that is not how to make money. This is not me talking. This is King Solomon talking, and he says that, you know, gold is the gradual process. Gold is in a step-by-step process. Right, and so let's recap on what we've talked about so far. So the first one was Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4, and it says that he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Right, so basically what Solomon says is that diligence, work hard, and then you make money. This is not pray hard. You didn't know how to pray than Solomon. So Solomon could pray, but what he says is that if you want to make money, work hard. Okay, Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17, what it says is that he that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he, the Lord, pay him again. Okay, and so basically giving help to the someone who needs it the most, reaching out to orphans, people who need your help, whether in finance or whether in just by, you know, whatever it is, right? As long as you are rendering help to someone, God is going to pay you. God is going to pay you. And this is a principle, okay? And then the next one is Proverbs 15, verse 22. It says that without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So what Solomon is saying here is that seek counsel. If you want to make money, go get wisdom and knowledge from someone who is making money. Simple as that. Get a lot of coaches, mentors, people who are going to push you to where you want to go. Look at your surroundings. Look at the people around you. See how much they are influencing your life. If they are not influencing your life, just change your circle. It's going to be painful, but it's so worth it. Because this is how Solomon says we should live our life. Then Proverbs chapter 14 verse 23 says that in all labor, there is profit, but the talk of the lips tendeth only to penury. I love this one. I just love it because a lot of people who are talkers, I'm going to do this next month. I'm going to do this next month. I'm going to read a book once a month. I'm going to do this. And they keep on doing it and then not doing any single thing about it. Guys, if you want profit, just labor. Don't be doing that talking. That's all noise. The talking doesn't do anything. Every single person has a $1 million idea. But those who are actually achieving the $1 million are people who are doing it. Okay? Simple as that. Then let's go to the Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13. It says that love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Okay? So what Solomon is saying is that open your eyes. Get up on your dreams. Don't sleep on your dreams. Get up, stay arisen, wake up, and go do something about your life. Simple as that. And then the last one, it says that wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Okay? And so forget all those high yield, you know, investment portfolios. Because they'll vanish. Now look at Bitcoin. It's way down. Of course, it's going to go up sometime, whatever it is, right? We're not talking about investment here, but don't look for the next quickest cash. That is not how it's going to happen. It's going to happen through diligent labor. Increase gradually. That is how you make money. If you look at all the millionaires and billionaires, they started from somewhere. They didn't all of a sudden get to where they are right now. It's a gradual process, unless they, you know, they were given birth with with a silver spoon in their mouth, right? Unless they were given birth in riches, those who went from scratch, they went on a gradual process. Okay, so take that from this episode and please run with it. You see, these episodes we go at length to really share our hearts out. And so if you listen to this and you are inspired, please do something. That is all we really want to do in life. Just do something. Just do, because like I get sick all the time when people are wondering why things are not working for them, and they listen to something, they get motivated, and then the following day they just forget all that motivation, they forget every single thing, and they go back to square one. So please, if you had value from this, share it out. Let someone else have the value. Don't be selfish. Share it out and then influence someone's life. But first off, influence your life first. Make your life better and then touch someone else's life. It's very, very important, because that is how we are going to grow, right? So, first off, you need to grow as an individual and then contribute to the society, right? By sharing what you have, sharing what you do, and influencing and touching someone's life. That is how we change the world. And so I hope this episode was a good one. Please, if this episode touches you, please share it wherever you want to do that. And we'll be so grateful for that. That said, have a nice, awesome week ahead. Bye-bye. Yeah, wasn't that an exciting episode? Please consider leaving a review and a 5-star rating inside Spotify if you are on Android, and iTunes if you are on Apple. We have had a ton of you complaining you don't see the week's episode in a timely manner, and we appreciate that frustration. So if you want to get notified the very second an episode is live, head over to podcast.arisenglobal.com. That is podcast.arisenglobal.com, and follow the easy steps on there. You'll be notified on Facebook Messenger as soon as an episode goes live, so you are not left out in the Arisen Nation. And as always, don't forget to stay Arisen.